It's another edition of the Next Gen Farmer feature, and we're so pleased to have with us today Dr. James Copeland from Farm Forest Research. May I call you James?
Sure, you can call me that, James.
All right.
Don't call me late for dinner.
I won't. So James, thank you so much for being here first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about next generation farming, and there's so many different ways that you can look at that. But one of the things that you do, as soon as I heard about your operation, I knew I had to speak with you mm-hmm. because Farm Forest Research is all about forward thinking in the agriculture industry, isn't it?
Yes. I'm at the interface right with a lot of agricultural companies bringing new technologies to the farming industry. And so I kind of do on-farm research to validate a lot of their new research and their new technologies and basically a lot of their new products. And I help them with the registrations and actually getting that out to the new farmers and old farmers in the region and in Canada.
How did you get into this? I mean, it's fascinating.
Well, it's a very roundabout way, actually. I started off as an entomologist. I did my PhD in Aberdeen, Scotland, on of all creatures, black flies, which I'm sure a lot of Canadians know. And I worked on them and looking at their abatement and trying to reduce their nuisance. And then I ended up going to France, the south of France, and I worked for the CSIRO, which is a big Australian research institute. And we looked at agronomic problems in Australia that were caused by invasive species. And so I worked on a lot of invasive species that were affecting Australia and other parts of the world too, actually. So I ended up doing a lot of consultancies with the United Nations, with the FAO. And so I worked in South America, Asia, Pacifica, and North America too, actually. So that's kind of the roundabout way. And then when I was in France, I started my research company. And we did agricultural research for a lot of the European agrochemical companies who were at that point in time developing new biologicals and sustainable products and technologies for farming in Europe, which seems to be a little bit more advanced than it is in Canada and in North America. So after being there for quite a bit, and I decided to come back to Canada for the big blue sky because Europe's a little bit crowded. So coming back here, I went back to Elmont, where I'm originally from, and I worked for the Ag Canada for a little while as a contract researcher. But then I realized I would be much better doing what I did and started in France, was doing peer research in agriculture.
That's amazing. Yeah. It really is. And so tell us then, since you've been back in Canada, I mean, mm-hmm. makes sense, you know, coming back to Elmont, beautiful part of the world, yeah. and yeah. you've seen the world, so you would know. But since you've been back, what are some of the things that you've worked on?
So basically, since I've been back, we've actually expanded quite a bit. I now have a research greenhouse in Westport, and I have a research farm in Elgin.
Wow.
So we've put in orchards and that. So we work on basically all the fruit crops and things like that. But we're looking at the new things right now for most of the farmers would be very interested in this is we're trying to look at soil health and looking at reduction in fertilizer use, because fertilizers, everybody got a bit of a shock when the Ukraine war started, when fertilizer prices really, really spiked.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of interest in how to reduce fertilizer usage and in pesticide usage too. So one of the things we were looking at is things like biostimulants and biologicals that would help plants uptake nutrients without the use of basically chemical fertilizers. And we also do a lot of work on the biologicals of controlling plant pests and plant pathogens, so the fungal attack.
This is vital infrastructure to the agriculture industry.
That's right. And many of the companies now are very, very interested in this. So the big catchphrase now is the microbiome and the rhizosphere. And a lot of the companies are now really interested in developing technologies that will help plants defend themselves against attack. Also, these products will actually help drought stress, which is a major issue now around the world. You may have noticed out west that we have a lot of drought. Salination is a big, big problem in agriculture around the world because we've overused these soils and they become salinated, even out west in Canada. And so we're developing products that will help plants overcome these stresses, these abiotic stresses they're called. And that's one of the big issues of the world right now. And plant genetics is obviously first and foremost now too. So developing new plants that can develop, new crops that can develop resistance to these problems.
You love your work, don't you?
Yes, I really do, actually. We have lots of students every summer and from the universities in the region and from Ontario. And they get a little hands-on look because we are basically a working farm. People don't realize that. We actually grow food, too. You may know Ramsey.
Of course.
Because we give a lot of our surplus food to the table in Perth here. And so we grow a lot of food. We grow a lot of diversity of food. And one of my big things is like, because there's a lot of young farmers now that are starting out. And I'm very, very pleased to say that the Ottawa Valley has a lot of young farmers that are growing vegetables and nutrient-rich foods for their community. And this is a great thing because we need more diversity in our diets. And this ability for these kids to be able to grow all this food and disperse it in the community is, you know, it's a diversity is stability and diversity is health. So I think that the fact that the communities are able now to get at this diversity of food from local farmers is a great thing.
Anytime you cut down from farm to table.
Yeah.
Like you reduce that time, you know, I mean.
That's right.
I can't wait for the season to start because you see these,
I know.
It's the veggie stands at the side of the road and all that. That's my grocery store, you know, when it comes into it.
That's it.
So it's incredible. You have a PhD, but obviously that was, you know, a while ago when you got that. Your education seems to continue to grow with every project that you're working on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So basically I do... I'll be going this summer to Trinidad and Tobago to work with the agricultural department there. We're setting up a new research farm in Trinidad. My other hat that I wear is invasive species. So I've been working in invasive species as a consultant for the United Nations in various countries around the world for basically 20 years now. And so the majority of my work has actually been in Florida, which if anybody has gone to Florida, I will know that trying to find a natural animal or plant is more difficult because everything seems to be invasive there.
So
I've been working with the United States and basically a lot of the Caribbean nations on dealing with invasive species that are impacting their agricultural systems.
But always good to get back home, right?
Oh, it's great to get back to Canada. People have no idea how good it is to live in this country.
Well, listen, this has been absolutely fascinating. Yeah. I'm sure we'll talk again in the future.
For sure.
If people would like to get a little bit more information about your operation, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I have a website. It's www.farmforest.com. And that's what we do in the research end. And we have a new company that's called Farm Forest Gardens. And we grow actually food. That very interesting hybrid and heritage vegetables and different crops, and we'll be selling them in Crosby at the market.
In Crosby at the market?
At the market and at the farm and things like that. We also do flowering plants and things like that.
Well, I'll be dropping by. I've got to try.
Oh, for sure. Drop by.
Excellent.
So that's great.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time.
No problems.
First and foremost, to speak with me, I really appreciate that. But more importantly, for the work that you do, I mean, just the effect that it has, it casts a wide net, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I'm hoping that the work that we do will actually help a lot of the broadacre crop farmers, not just the vegetable farmers. Like I do a lot of work in soybean, corn, and wheat. And there's a lot of new technologies that are coming out now that they'll be really interested in because... I'm hoping that they'll start thinking outside the box. And many of these products will help them reduce their input load, which reduces their costs and, you know, makes them more profitable. And also to get them to think about diversifying their crops. Because I know a lot of farmers, they farm the same old way like they did in the 50s. It's soybean, wheat, and corn and things like that in rotation. It may be interesting for them to start developing new crops into the rotation, like edible beans and things that are actually useful in Canada as a food resource. So I'm always playing with that. I'm always trying to do new things. I'm trying to grow lentils in Eastern Ontario, which has not been done before.
And wow.
It wasn't so successful, but we're working on it. And so we're always developing new crops. And hopefully, maybe at the end of this year, we're going to have an open house and have some of the farmers come by and see what we're doing.
Please let us know if that happens.
For sure.
Yeah, we'd certainly like to have someone there, if not myself. I think that would be incredible to see.
Mm-hmm. And it's a, you know, the farmers are a very conservative group. they have to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
And once they do, they'll be quite pleasantly surprised. So
fantastic. Well, James Copeland of Farm Forest Research, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.